days in Gittin continued Chav Gimel Cheshvan Hey Tav Shin Lam Tes November 23rd, 1978 and Thursday.
How does the Meir say Yitzivah Bad Mamzer and the Mashmoy is Aloshis Loyoma before I left out before I left out, even if he said before I left out, but if he didn't say before I left out, so Yitzivah Bad Mamzer. But according to Rabbi, so then for I left out shouldn't be necessary altogether. So the Rabban says according to the Maschon of the Gemara, so it's no cash altogether. Because according to Maschon of the Gemara, so Rabbi does not need any choches, any proofs to reject choches. Because Rabbi is easily the Rabbi and he's cheshish for the Shalom Yishma also. So the Meile, Rabbi, according to Maschon of the Gemara, Rabbi can also be cheshish for Achlufe. So for the same reason that this vice is not difficult according to Rabbi, because even though Lishmo is not required in the Ksile, but the Shriah has to say, for the Nechtav, in order to preclude the Tativ Achlif of Shosh Torah Delme, so according to Rabbi too. Rabbi, since Rabbi is Israel the Rabbi, so Rabbi is also Cheshish for Achlif of Shosh Torah Delme. So there is no Maskonet. But how about the Havamine? So the Ramban says in Achname, according to the Havamine of the Gimore, so when the Vice says, before I nechtav ufatam, so the expression of before I nechtav is labdavke, it's agaf, skrira dulishen. And in Yochanami, according to Hava Amin of Gimore, that Rabbi is less than the Rabbi, so then Rabbi is not chishish for Achlufe Vikim Shtore Daome, so maybe the only important thing, so Rabbeya, So according to Rameya, so the only important thing is only before Nechta. So in Achname, what the Brayza means, Loyoma before Nechta, but not before Nechta. For Nechta, do you have to say? But I'll leave it Maskona of the Gemara, so then before Nechta is that. Because I'll leave Maskona of the Gemara, so Rabbi is Cheshish for Achluf and Mishtore. Alright. Now, this stage is already learned. Shlishim, so. We learn. Kosak Yosagyode Vein Olavein. Time in the puzzle, Mishum Shiyichta, Mishum Shiyuchal Lichtiv Azman, Mishum Yirtze, Behave Kehi Bizman. Now, the question is, why is Kosak Yosab Yodei Beino Odei? Why is it, Puzzle Rav, in Mises, so, Avlat Kosh, but, Mithon, it's Puzzle, in Eret. Why is it Puzzle? After all, it's Sab Yodei, for the same reason, that is kosher midraise. Why is it kosher midraise? So some rishonim say because gerush is not chav lachile. So maybe the aloche of the does not incubate in dome applies to gerush. And teitzu says something else, and then it applies to gerush. And then others say because, and the Rashba says, because it's a special. So the Mila, it's Kosham Drayse, so why did the Chachomim pass it? So the Tosol, Mishim Shim Yuchon Yichtei Dazman, Mishim Yerz, the Abitur is Ma. Now the Chachomim won't be Saki, that he get Master Zma. And if he get those Master Zma, so he get his Postman Rabbon. Why did he get the chain of Zman Postman Rabbon? So there is a Machlei case in the second period between Rabbi Yechon and Shvokish. According to Rabbi Yechon, so he gets chain of Zman is possible because Shem Yichav Abbas Achiz. It doesn't mean that he was Achiz. Because Abbas Achiz says so, like, he is more devoted, even if he divorces his wife. So, but if she is a relative of his, Abbas Achiz is more devoted to her. But it applies to any woman who is married, whether she is Abbas Achiz or not. So the male, if the get has no Zman, so sometimes, let's say, the woman was divorced in Tishrei. The woman was divorced in Tishrei. And until Tishrei, she is a Mishishish. And she commits nus before. And then they made him come and they testified that they observed that she was Mizanin and Zemiyah. So then she says, she produces again, she says, I'm a Pushy. When did you become a Pushy? She says, in Nisi. And there is no riot to the counter. So in order that he shouldn't be able to cover up and to protect her, Shariki Deen, if she is Mizane or the Gerashim, before the Gerashim, so the Chachomim or Mizake, that the Zman has to be spelled out. So Mulele, if she is Mizgari, she is Nisi. So the Zman is Nisi. So Mulele, if she is a guy, she'll Tishrei. So everybody sees this man is Tishrei, and if she was Mizani in this year, so Bez knows that she is an Ezish. That's it. According to Rish Lakish, so the time is because of parents. Because the Baal enjoys the parents of the Nechosim of his wife. So Mele, suppose if there won't be an Isman, so and according to Rish Lakish, the Baal loses the schus of parents immediately upon the chsimas haget, even before the get is delivered to Ish. Let's say the get is written and signed in Ish, and then the Baal is packed for half a year and he hands it over to the Ish. So when does she become the Ashes? She becomes the Ashes on the Ish. But as far as the schus of parents is concerned, so according to Rish Lakish, the moment the get is signed, even though the Gerashim takes place much later, so he loses the schus of parents. So Mele, Rish Lakish says, the Chachomim won't miss Zman in the get, because if he get, won't have Zman. If he get to this, suppose the get is executed in his, and signed in his, and then the get is handed over to the Isha in Tish, half a year later. But, so she's his wife. But vis-a-vis Peres, he doesn't have, he loses, he becomes divested of the ownership of Peres in the chosid of his wife, as of the time when the get by him. As of the time when the get was signed by him. So the Mele, he won't be in his money in the get. So in such a case, when the get was signed in his, and it was delivered to the Isha in Tishrei. So that means that he didn't own the parents in the Nechosim of his wife. He didn't own. And he kept on, between Nisan and Tishrei, he kept on selling to the Kuches the parents. And then the Isha gets the get in Tishrei, and she knows that the get was signed in Nisan. So the Mele, that means that the Baal, when he sold the parents between Nisan and Tishrei, so he sold the parents, Shaloi Kedim, she wants to collect the parents from the Likuches, but if there is no Zman, so she will not be able to collect, when actually she should collect, because the Baal had no right to sell the parents after the signing of the get. So because of that, so in other words, so who would sustain a loss? The Isha would sustain a loss. If a get wouldn't have his man. Because of that, the Chachomim or Misake in that every get must have his man. So the Mele, in such a case, where the get was written, was signed in Isha, and delivered to the Isha in Tishrei, if the Baal will sell the parents between Isha and Tishrei to the Likuches, then the Isha will be able to go to the Likuches, she will produce the get, and the get will have this man. Will have this man of Nisan, so she'll collect the parents. So in other words, but without this man, the Isha might sometimes sustain a loss. That's the reason, according to Rish Lakish, as to why a get that has no Zman is possible. Then, why is a get Mugdem possible, according to Rish Lakish? Also because of parents. But a get Mugdem is possible in order to spare monetary loss for the husband. Because if the get is a get Mugdem, what does the get Mugdem mean? Predated. So that means that the get was signed in Tishrei. The get was signed in Tishrei, but they put down the date of Nisan, predated. So the male, that is also possible. Why is that get possible? Why is that the possible? Also because of parents. But here it would be possible in order to protect the husband against that. Because if it wouldn't be possible, so the male, this get was signed in Tishrei, but it was predated. So when did he become divested of the ownership of Perez? Only in Tishrei. But the date that was put in the gate is the date of Nisan. So then the get is delivered. Now the Baal, let's say the Baal sold thousands of dollars of pears that he owned, Yochosim of the Isha, to Yomkeach. Then the Isha, when the get is executed and signed in Tishrei and delivered to the Isha, in Tishrei, the Isha takes the get, and she goes to the Kohes, she produces the get, and then the Mekeach himself sees that the Zman is missing. So he thinks that it was signed in Nisan too. So he lets the Isha collect all the payments. And actually, it's the Shalik Adin, because the Baal had the right to sell it, because that was before the signing of the get. So in other words, so according to the Shlokish, so the get without Zman, so it's possible in order to protect the Isha, against loss. And the get that is in Mugdem is possible in order to protect the Baal, the Likuches, against loss. So this is now this is the Kashe, Vintim, Bish, Lidl, Mando, Oma, Befeel, Befeel, Beis. The Vik, Plus, Man, Begit, Nishol, Yechad, Oba, Sakhrin, Sey. Now this is just mentioned, that the reason is why Kosa, Vesav, Yodeh, Vim, Obeid, is supposed to be Rabbonon, because since it's Vixav, Yodeh, so the Baal can put in and his man, if he has a motive. When it has Eidim, so the Eidim will not sign upon get that this man is not right. But if the Baal, and the Eidim have no motives. But if the Baal wrote it, so the Baal might have a motive. So, according to Mishlokish, according to Rabbi Yechanan, we understand. Because since according to Rabbi Yechanan, a get that has no Zman is possible because of the possibility that the less the Baal will be Mechapel Basachay, say, so he get that has his Zman, but because of Yechzad Yodei, it has no Chsima Seidim. So he's also possible for the same reason, because maybe he would be motivated to be mechapel basachese. Hoche b'chsav yodei, nami yikolim hashem yechape. Because let's say the Baal, the get was executed, let's say in Tishrei, and the Baal knows that his wife would kept on being mizanet between this and Tishrei. So he will, when he writes the get in Tishrei, he'll deliberately put in this man of Nisim. And then, when Eidim will testify that she was Mizana in Nisim, so then she'll produce the get, and the get will have this man, of Nisim. So that means she was already a Kusha, she was a Tnui in the time of Nisim. And Behemes, she was an Ishishish. So we understand. Bishlam Dabas, so in other words, if it's Mishim Peire, because the Baal becomes divested of the ownership in Peires as of the sign. So the Mele, a get that has no Zman is possible in order to protect the Isha against loss. And the get that has his Zman Mugdeh is possible in order to protect the Baal, the Likuches, against loss. But in the case of Ksav Yodei, what kind of the loss would there be? Because the Ksav Yodei, let's say, if the Baal will not be motivated to do something that will be conducive to his own monetary loss. But if he already, let's say, if he writes the get in Tishrei, and so that means that before the get was written, so he owned the pears. But he might deliberately, if he had sold all the pears that he owned to Likeach, and he already received money from the Likeach, so he might be induced to predate it, and they'll put in the Zman of Nisim, and then the get, when the get is delivered to the Isha in Tishrei, and the get has the Zman of Nisim, she'll go to the Ikeach, and she'll show, I was Nisgari, she'll tell him, I was divorced in Nisim, so my husband had no right to sell between Nisim and Tishrei the parents. So the Mele, she'll collect it, and then the Baal will be chayyim. there will be knunye with the isha, and he doesn't care because he already got paid from the keach when he sold the payers between this and the isha. Really, shlocha shiyanim nadim zi isha, but isha kosh lach 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 lach. So, why should we say that we have to be chayshish for such an agreement, for such collusion? So the Gemara mentions something similar. כמו ישיון וחייש לי בזה אישה כמה שירה קסומה בסעיף שניים אומר זה אם כי לא יניס לך. So if that is the reason as to why according to the Shlokish because of the Sariot they will obey me. So it's possible because of the possibility that the Baal might have been motivated to with collusion with the Yisho. So and the collusion with the Yisho to predate this man in order to be able to collect from, in order to enable the Yisho to collect the payers and then divide whatever the Yisho collects from the Likuches. So then why did the Chachomim have to be misak that to get his posel, and that will impose an extra hardship upon the woman? In other words, she will not be able to get married. If the whole purpose, if the whole kavone of the Chazal, of the Chachomim, was to prevent loss of Likuches, so why were they misakeh that they get his posel in the mele? The Yisho will not be able to get married. All that the Chachomim had to be misakeh was that if a get has no aid, but just is written the chsaviyodi of the Baal, so then the get is a get kosher. But as far as being tearing from Likuches is concerned, as far as being tearing from Likuches is concerned, that the Isha should not be able to be tearing the payments from the Likuches as of the date appearing in the get. So, but in order that the Isha should be able to be taken from the Likuches, only those payments that the Baal sold after the time the get was delivered. So let's say, in the case, so then, the Likuches would be protected against any knunye by the Baal and the Isha. Because, suppose the Baal writes the get, b'chsav yodei in Isha, and because of the collusion agreement with the Isha, he predates it and he puts the zman of this. And then she's divorced in Isha. Then she goes to the Likeach and she wants to collect all the payments that the Baal is sold to the Likeach between Nisan and Tishrei. That was Kedim. That's Kedim. So even the Takonis Chachomim would be that the Yisho can only collect from the Likeach the payments that the Baal sold after the delivery of the gift. So even though usually the Baal is the vestment of ownership in the payers as of the signing, even if the signing preceded the delivery of the get by 6 months or by a year, it doesn't matter by what interval of time. But in this particular situation, the Kodesh Chachomim would be that the Isha can only collect where the get vis-a-vis a get that is not signed by Edim, but written by Savyode, so the Isha can only collect from the payers only the payments that the Baal sold after the day that the get was handed over from the Baal to the Isha. How will he know that? She'll produce the Misireh in Besdin, and then Besdin will give her a ksav, will give her a certificate, and will tell her that the Misireh testified that, let's say, that on the 3rd of Tishrei, the get was delivered to her. So then, if the Baal will sell payments after the 3rd of Tishrei, then these payers of Isha will be able to be taken from the Likuches. But the payers that the Baal sold in the Mishnah Tishrei, the Takonis Chachom should be, that the Isha should not be able to be taken. That would be better, because that would protect the Baal and the Likuches against loss, but at the same time, it wouldn't involve the hardship for the woman. Mashenke, now that the Chachomim of Misakein that they get that as low as man, is possibly gone, so it's a hardship upon the woman, she cannot get married. That's the Yishra. The Yishleima, the Bada Inim. In other words, that we are really chishish for collusion. And that's the reason as to why the Chachomim of Misakeh, that he get, that his lichta b'chsav yodeh, even though it has his man, So it should be possible because we don't trust the accuracy of this man, because the Baal might have an ulterior motive in putting in this man. So he's not trusted. But then you ask, so why, if the whole purpose was to protect the Rukeiach and the Tzimtzus, why did they have to be misaki the Takonim to get his posel and impose a great hardship upon the woman? Let them be misaki and get his kosher, but vis-a-vis treifim from the kuches, the Isha should be able to collect only those peres that the Baal sold after the liver of the get, not all the peres that the Baal sold after this man that appears in it. If it had been possible to protect everybody against loss without imposing the hardship upon the woman, then the get should be possible. Maybe she will not be able to get married, so then the Chachamim certainly would do that. But if the Chachamim had been misaki, that the get shenichta b'samyon of the Baal is kosher, but the Isha cannot be tearing the likuches that the Baal sold after the day that appears in the get, but he can only be tearing. The Isha can only be kerefes, the likuches, the peiris from the likuches, to whom the Baal sold the peiris after the day when the Misira testified the get was handed over to her. But many times, and perhaps most of the times, so the Baal will not be fraudulent when he writes the get. And he will write the real date. So let's say, so many times when the get is written in Nisan, and when the Baal writes the get in Nisan, and it's delivered in Tishrei, but it's written in Nisan, and he writes this man of Nisan. So objectively, the Baal becomes divested of ownership in the Peiros in Nisan. Because according to Mishlokish, so as of the signing of the Eidim, he loses the Peiros. And if there are no Eidim Tzapyodei, as of the writing of the get, Bersabyote, that's in lieu of the Chsima Seyma. So in such a case, he becomes divested of ownership as of Nisan. But in the Takonis Chachamim would be that when the get is written Bersabyote, so then the Isha cannot be the refes from the Likuches of the Peres and the Baal sold after the date that appears in the get. So even in the cases, in the cases where the Baal wrote the accurate Zman, if the Isha, but the get was delivered half a year later. So objectively, the Baal became divested of ownership. But if there had been such a Takonis Chachamim, so the Isha wouldn't be able. The Isha wouldn't be able to collect the payrays. But then it would be a loss, a monetary loss for the woman. Because since the get is a get kosher, so to get the get kosher, so the melee, the Baal, became that should be divested of ownership. And she will not be able, so he sold that Shaloi Kedim. And still, the Kamas Chachamim would be that she cannot collect. So she would sustain a loss, that Al Kedim is a loss. So now that, so then you ask, and if the get is possible, we come back, Midrabanon, so would she be able to be there for the kuchas? So she'll certainly not be able. So Teisa says, no. Now that the Chachamim are misake, that the get is possible, so Melal Pidim, the Baal still owns the peiros. So mainly it's not considered a loss. Minias or Rebach is not considered a loss. A loss is considered when a person loses money. But the fact that a person cannot earn money, so that's not considered a loss. So now that the Chachamim are misake, that the get is possible, so Al Pidim. So Al-Pidim, the Baal still owns the peiros. So the Mele, she does not sustain any loss that is legally a loss. But if the Takonis Chachamim had been that the get is a get kosher, but she cannot collect all the peiros that the Baal sold between Nisan and Tishrei, so then it would be a loss for her. Of course, it's it sounds a little strange, because if the motive of the Chachomim, since the motive of the Chachomim is to protect the Isha against laws, so how is that a kone? How does it improve a lot by passing the get on the contrary? So not only can she collect the payers, she can't even get married. So her situation is more difficult. That's from, you know, from the point of view of the common sense, of the common sense of the practical person. But from the point of view of the common sense of halacha, so we say, now that the Chachamim are misakim, did he get his possible some mele? Al pedim, he owns the payless. So she can't collect, it's just too bad. So that doesn't mean that she has a loss. Just because people are very sorry for such a phenomenon, for such an experience, when they find out they could have made $1 million by buying certain stocks, and then they didn't buy the stocks, so they consider it as a loss. But al-Pidin, it's not considered as a loss, because if they get his possible, so Mimele al-Pidin, the Baal has the payers. So if she can't collect from the Likuches, she can't collect from the Likuches, because the Baal sold the payers between Nisan and Tishrei Kedin. Ah, very Nishnah, the Chashino. So apparently, Texas itself was not very happy with the first act. So this says, Vedishlina, Yechashinon the Achar Haksim, Miyad Titris Apiris, Vitrimer Shepon, Izgar Shom, Izman HaKosov. Now the Maram is very malich on this basis. This is the Maram thesis. So he says, the Treva Talmidim explain the thesis, Yechashinon the Achar Haksim, Miyad Titris Apiris, Vitrimer Shepon, Izgar Shom, Izman HaKosov. What does it mean? In other words, this is Kashi was. According to Mishlokish, why would the Chachomim be saying that they get this possible? Now, if the whole Choshe was, the whole Choshe was that, so in other words, to protect the Likuches, so led the Chachomi, that the Isha should not be able, let's say, in case the Baal predated the Zman, and they put the Zman of Nisim when the get was written in Tishrei, so that the Isha should not be able, that the Baal should not be able to have collusion, to have a collusion agreement with the Isha, and you may enable the Isha to collect from the Likuches, all the payrays that the Baal had the right to sell, so that the Chachomim be misakei, that in case of the get that is written with Sabiyot of the Baal, so the Isha cannot collect. That's the basis, Kash. Why did they have to be misakei to get this possible gamble, and then make the lot of the woman more difficult? She wouldn't even be able to get back. So this is the Teres, Chayshinon, the Achar Aksimen, Yad Titves Aperes. Suppose, so the Riva Talmidim explained it as follows, the Maram says. That suppose the Chachamim would be misakim that way. That wherever a get is written in Ksav Yodei, and let's say, and the get has this man of Nisim, but is delivered to the Isha in Tishrei, that she should not be able to collect the payrays that the Baal sold between Nisim and Tishrei, but only the payrays she should be able to collect the payrays that the Baal sold after Tishrei. Suppose there had been such an economy. So in other words, the takone is that in order to collect pay raise, so she will have to produce a misire, will testify in Besni when the get was delivered to her. Suppose the misire will testify that the get was delivered to her on the 3rd of Tishrei. So any pay raise that the Baal sells after the 3rd of Tishrei, she'll be able to collect from the Likuches. That's the takone. But maybe sometimes, if the woman is very shrewd, this is how the Riva Talmidim explained the Eishleina. If the woman is very shrewd, she'll go to the Kuches, she'll produce the get that was written in Sakyot of the Baal, and the Likiach is not so shrewd, so he will not understand, he will not be on guard to protect his own interests, and he'll ask the Isha Now, I see that this man, that the get was written in this, but when were you divorced? When did the incident take place? So the Isha, being shrewd and dishonest, will tell him, well, the get was delivered to me the same day, on the first of Nisan. And the Lekeach will let her collect the pay raise. So then, objectively, since that Hakones Chachomim was that he's not entitled, so Memele, she's not able to collect all the deen. And she will collect. So that will be Shalom Kedim. This is what we are teaching. This is how the Rebbe Talmidim. This is how the Rebbe Talmidim understood the thesis. And I mean, it doesn't seem, this explanation by the Rebbe Talmidim is not so bad. But the Baram doesn't like this explanation. So he said, why should a Lekeach let himself be taken advantage of? Now we see that Hakones Chachomim is that whenever a get is written Lechzav Yodi of the Baal, so then the Isha cannot collect from the Likuches all the payers that the Baal sold after the date that appears in the get. But she can only collect the payers that the Baal sold after the day when the get, according to the testimony of the Yimisire, was delivered from the Baal to the Isha. So why should the Lekeach let the Isha take advantage of it? So he explained it differently, and I really think, that the pshat of the Rebbe Talmidim is much more reasonable than the pshat of the Maran himself. So he says that we don't have to be afraid. He's held on the Rebbe Talmidim. We don't have to be afraid lest the Isha will take advantage of the Lekeach who is naive, and she will tell him the story that the get was handed over to her the same day Al Benison as this man that appears in the get. So that we don't have to be afraid, because the Lekeach will not let himself be defrauded and taken advantage of. But we are afraid is the Baal. Now, if the Baal writes a get, so that means that he has been discussing that with his wife. So that he's going to divorce her. So she might be present in the home of the Baal. It's her own home too. While the Baal writes the get, b'chzav yodei. So the moment that the Baal finished writing the get, b'chzav yodei, that's all of it. And the woman knows that the Baal does not intend to hand over the get to her until Yimutish knows. But Al Benisin, he wrote the get. She might happen to be in the same room where the Baal wrote on a table the get, and then the Baal might have walked out of the house and he left the get on the table. It's her own house too. She'll pick up the get, and then, so she has it. It wasn't handed over by the Baal. So this picking up of the get is nothing. It doesn't make her into a Grusha. It doesn't make her into a Grusha. So, but she'll pick up the get and she'll hurry and go to the Likuches. She'll hurry and go to the Likuches, and let's say the next day, not the same day, the same day, so the Baal couldn't have sold it yet. But the next day, let's say on the same day, if the Baal left the get on the table in his house, and then he left the house, and when he left the house, he sold the payers. Then the next day, she had the get in the pocket, and she goes to the Likuches, and then she'll be given. So that she'll show to him. So the Lekeach will not ask her, now you produce a misirah, because she has the get in her hand. So that will be a raya brule from the point of view of the Lekeach. He'll think it's a raya brule that the gerushin took place. The Lekeach will not imagine that she just picked up the get from the Baal's table. So maybe that will be shown. This is what I think, that the shot of the Rebbe Talmidim is much better than the Maram's. Rebbe Talmidim, מפורשים קבונס עתיז ביטיר הזה שרוזרים לו את הארץ מה שאיקשוי כאוניס בכל מכוחס ביטיר של חשכים שמתית ביסוי שהפרס מרקוחס ואחר התפיס אין קיר ביודעים לעצם יום כי איתי מה שכבר נסגר של מזמן הכוסף והמיס מחבר לו בריים ופירו זה נראה בין הידוחו כי לא מנוחו שתית ביסוי שהפרס שגר בקיע כי איך יחינו לתפיס מזמן הכוסף בקיע מה שלכבר אוספו ועוצחו ביודם ולוחו אם לא שתית ביודם בדין שישראל נשארו ולהרדו ופרסרת נעתירו ואין לא מדיקו כעתיז בשינויים לחשינו לאחר הקסיר מיד תתפיס הפרס מה קרבינוסום מפירו זה מה שקוסם מיד אחר הקסיר ויש לפורש קרבינוסום מיינחי שרוזרים על לחשינו שקיטים שאיפו להפיירו הקטר של גיר ושם אלו מיד אחר שנכתבנו תיקח לי הגיר ותיפר בי הפרס מרקוחס ותיר מה שכבר מספר של מנה קוסם אין דרכי אחרונת tell her to produce it in Syria because he has no right to demand that she should produce it in Syria, because that needs to be the best rye if she produces the get in a rye. So it's a rye that as of that moment she's already been purchased. She goes now she will back also being can have a piece of the previous lane, the room is my key then he keeps showing the dean. I will get a horse in the evening. We got a half sima in with Bao Pierce, we man go on she bear, come to the place, or cafe for me, or she titre the dean. But these are the two chapters in the English. יש בזמן ואין לו לידה. ממן דו בכתביות ואין גדולי ואין שני נותו בקסר הכוס הבסביות די ולבדים להשמין את האפיר ומחד להתחוש ויסי ודי ולנכו יצרי את החלוך ובסוף התחיל להם. יש בזמן נראה עוד עם די בזמן או השמינון אבל גם יש בזמן לא תנוס אין לך תחיל ולזרים מהר אפילו אין לו ואם תן דיל מודב כי כוס הבסביות די ולבדיך דאי אתה נקם במחשב הדרס ויש לי מה יעלו שנעתים לנו בית עם משמע ולא ראים כלל ועם קטונה ולא ראים חברים כנאים משמע ולא ראים חוצחו עם סיר חוץ אגי ונראה לי דאך לחתכים למחשב הדרס אבל עם סיר well at that point so the gift of the Rambam מחיר את הדיסס but it's a she believes that according to the dress we don't require in the scene at all דאף לכתחילה מחשב הבלזה אם לכתחילה זה יפה פשוטה דאף לכתחילה מחשב הבלזה ולמסיר כי לפירי בקונטרס ובכל מקם פלבייס אין כסמן יום אוכל כך על מחשירים והוא מחר חומי לבלזה כבר למסיר קרש הוא משמע מחשיר מקייס ומוד that's no right because מחשיר means that once it was done all right it's not possible she doesn't have to get another get she doesn't have to get another get from the bar but lechatchila it's not bad and this is the sheet of the Rishon Rambam but Teisves assumes that since the lotion or the lotion of the Mishnah is chachomim machshirim it means machshirim lechatchila but according to the Rishon Rambam machshirim means that if she was already divorced in this get so we don't require her to get another get from the husband and she can get married to another man without getting another get. But lechatchila it's not that. ועוד איתנה משהו ליחיסקי, רבי גמליאל, שאינם חייסמי. שאינם חייסמי להגיד, לא יש שצורך לאסיסקי, אלא תיקן שאילה מבהם לאסיסקי, שלמצטור כללי מסירה, כי שאירצו להאריס לראיה שטר והגד. אבל אם בואי נשמח לחתחילה, היינו מסירה סמכי. But the sheet of the Rambam is the country that lechatchila in every get must have a dechsime. Right. Now, we learned these cases, but I want to correct something that I said. And then I realized that this is not so. But I'll go just over briefly. I mean, we went over at great length these cases. But I'll just go over briefly these cases. וגיבי מחוסם שבות לא ששני פירש בקונטרס אם שתעמיל בהו גיבי מחוסם שבות וכי מיר על רבתם איקי תאפילו בשור שטורס גיבי ונמסיר מחוסם שבות כי למשמע פרק בס דום הרב הלא חקר אבל איזה המגיד ובשור שטורס לא לי וכתוב יהיו מחוסם שבות אם אבל לא בזה רעי רנם בשור שטורס so that took us in this Rashi when the Mishnah says we give Mechazim Shabonim according to the first notion in Rashi it is reference to get so it's your get when you look to go give it to us so she is giving it to Ksuve because there is a Tnai Ksuve that the Baal has to is Mechuyah be Ksuve to the Isha but it's not in the Ego Beis until Gerash so the get is the proof that it's already collected. But the chayiv does not originate with the get. The shivus of the ksim originated with the nisui. But until the gerushin, so it's like alvoye for 10 years. Now, if the person lends the other person, if Reuven lent Shimon $1,000 for 10 years, so does it mean that until the 10 years will have expired, that Shimon doesn't owe the $1,000 to Reuven? The moment he borrows, he owes it, but it's not collectible. So ksube becomes a shivut. The lechosim or the baal becomes a shivut immediately upon the nisuin. But it's not collectible except upon gerushin or upon the death of the husband. But the chayim, the shivut, is all the time. So the melee, if she produces the get, so that's the raya, that this, the shivut aksume, is already collected. That it's nitnuli goves, immediately goves. So only the ksume can be nigve with the get of the nisire, but the shtar alvoye cannot be gave with the nisire, but that requires a nisim, according to the first question. Why? Because in order to be given a chosmi shimon, then it must have a call. So in order that there should be a call, then the shtar must be shtarai. And according to the first question of Rashi, what kind of shtarai does it have to be? It has to be an intrinsic shtarai. So if it has no irachsime, then there is no inherent, no intrinsic shtarai. That's the first motion. According to the second motion, so it can be gave, every shtarai can be gave with from the chosim shibodi, with any misire. So that shtarai can be explained in two ways. Either that motion holds that in order to be gave a chosim shibodi, we require a shtarkim and not a shtarai, or you can say that even according to the second motion, we require a shtarai. But even without the Nechsime, the Shtar is a Shtarai. As a matter of fact, that this question is whether a Shtar that has a Dimisir and no a Nechsime, so it's a good Shtarki in the form of the letter, is it a valid Shtarai, or it's not even a valid Shtarai at all? Because in order to be Shtarai, then the Raya must be intrinsic. If certain Rayas, if certain evidence has to be supplied by all testimony, as in the case of Ishtar that has no Yitzhak, and has a Yitzhak. So the evidence has to be supplied how? By the old testimony, by the Yitzhak, who will appear in best. So mainly it cannot be considered Ishtarai. In order to be considered Ishtarai, so the Raya must be intrinsic. If the Raya is extrinsic, then it cannot be considered Ishtarai. Or maybe not. So in other words, so we can explain the second motion, we can explain in two ways. Either that the second motion holds that in order to be given a chosmi shibodi, so it doesn't have to be ishtaraye, it only has to be ishtarkinye, or the second motion also agrees with the first motion that it has to be ishtaraye. But whereas the first motion holds, it has to be an intrinsic ishtaraye, because since it's based upon kol, so only when there is an intrinsic raye in the ishtar. But so that's only if it has the sime. But if it has just the sire, so the raye, so you will only have the raye if the sire testifying best. So in other words, all evidence has to be supplied. So mainly it's not an intrinsic raye. That's the first motion. So the second motion holds not true that in order to collect from the cosmic body, you it has to be ishtaraye, but it doesn't have to be intrinsic, it can be extrinsic. Now, as to whether a shtar that has a nisira, no nisira, whether it is ishtaraye or it's not ishtaraye, I think that the Atum Shem is dangerous on that point. I don't want to go over the cases, but you'll go over it yourself. I mean, you'll see that. the Yesh Mifarshim, that say, the Yesh Mifarshim, the Yechil Bidor Shiochel is dying, when Yochel, Bein the Misire, the Rablezer, when Yochel, when he's dying, Bein the Misire, the Rablezer. So that was, so that is the two Mishaites. The Yesh Mifarshim holds that if the Shtar has no other sin, just in Misire, so it's not in Mishtarai. And the first Roshin that he says holds that it is Mishtarai. But still, the second Roshin Rashi could agree that it requires Shtarai. But it holds that it is Shtarai, even though the Raya is not intrinsic, it's extrinsic. Right. So then Teisa says that the second Roshin is The Rashbam Shiken, it's mashma, the Rambam Shiken is like that. It's not to begin with Chosim Shibodim. So without the Nechsime, so then it must have both. Ksav Yodei and the Nisirei. In other words, in order, because it has to be Ishtatiyen, and it has to be Ishtarayen. So if it has any Nisirei, so then it's Ishtatiyen. But it has to be Ishtarayen too. So it has no Nechsime, so then the Ksav Yodei makes it in Ishtarayen. But Ksav Yodei couldn't make it in Ishtatiyen, only by get, according to the Rashbam and the Rambam. So it's Ishtakinyen, because of special Zerzakosum, because of the Savyode. But by other stories, Savyode can only validate it into Ishtarayim. But in order to give Chosim Shibodim, according to Rashbam, Shikei, Bo Basre, it must be both Ishtakinyen and Ishtarayim. Fine. Shalos Shasim Shibitachim, Yoshniach Lashtar, Lekad in Mesut Meir, Shid Misir and Kirin Yersin, Vaabe Kolkri Yersin. אבל לי בואי לא אומר זה כבר לבית כמו שאתם לעצמו שכב לא ידוי ובואי לעס אשתה שהיא לא יקור ועושה לו יוי לעצמו נשכה זה לבית so that was so there is ורב נחנן הוא פירש להיד את פושט פליג ההיד המגרש הוא פוסק רב נחנן הוא שהיא השליץ מך ההיד את פושט ובמקביל הוא בין ניסיר על נכה so רב נחנן הוא said there is a מחלקת הסוגיס the sugi in bo bas that with the ניסיר you cannot begin with Chosim Shibodim you cannot begin with Chosim Shibodim And the Sukhi Yitna Garage, when the Lord says the Mishor Shtoros Loi, holds that you can begin from Chosim Shibodim. So Rabbi Chananel passes like the Sukhi will pass. We all the poor story of the Shabbat period in Kamshta Paso in Masa Tafu Sabi Yisroel. Yochem Mishab in Amri, the Lui Kosher Upsak Rabbi Chananel, the Maim and Bechsim Olay Sabi in Chom Mediated, ki the Pirish Bekun Tres, Mishmoch Esau Gdai Storo, the Lord Mishab, כי נמאס רבה בסבי ישראל, חשיבה המחדית את זכה החויס. גם לא שעקוי חס מחייה כל כמון, וגם משאר פרו ונחסים מהם. Now, I said that I want to rectify, to correct something that I said at that time, that from Rashi Shite, Daf Yud Alef, It's mashma, like the second wash in Rashi here, something, this is what I said. In other words, why? Because the more according to Rashi, so, Hashtag Pasoi Masni Olaf Sabi Israel as reference to the case where the Shtar was signed by Goyim, Persians, Goyim. And it was Nimsa Bifnei in the Syrian Israel. So, my Goyim Nechar. So you more ask the Kashiro Yadin, Mikrem Yadin, but being exactly what is I, Vileke, Vila Pizza, but being Zoch Yadin, Yoshe Stausch, Nachrene, Vileke, Vil Mahab. So then you more ask the Kashi, Yehoche, Vimishab, the Name. So let's recall. So I said that since Rashi explains the Gemara, applies the Gemara to Ishtar Pasoy, that had the Yersin going, but it was Nimsa. If they didn't see the Yisrael, so then the Gemara asked the Kashi, Yochem Mishab Name, so the Gemara gave the Teres, let's recall it. So the Gemara gave the Teres, let's recall it. So I said, now, the question is, now, so when the Gemara said Yochem Mishab the Name, why did Gemara assume that he should be able to be given from Chosim Shibodim too? Why? Because it has a Nimisira. So in other words, because it has a Nimisira. So that means that Rashi is, according to Rashi, Dafi Dalet, who applies this Robes Memre to the case where Mishtapa Soya, that has a Nechsim Egoyim, so it's like the second Rosh, that two more ways. In other words, that with a Nimisira, you can be given. And that's why the Gemara is, Yochem Shabunam. Because according to the first washing, so why did Gemara ask Yochem Mishab ben Ame? Who are Yochem Mishab ben Ame? So in other words, so I said that according to Rashi's Pshat Af Yedalev, so Rashi's Pshat Af Yedalev records with Rashi's second washing, that Ishtar Alboye with Elim Sire, no Elim Sime, can be given on the Chosim Shibodi. So here the Gemara is Yochem Mishab ben Ame. True, it has Elim Sime Goyim, Psuri. But it has in the Messiah Yisrael, so it should be given Chosim Shibodim. So the Gemara uses the Teretz, Lesli Kale. So what does it mean Lesli Kale? In this case, because actually, here, it's Mizuyah Teichen. And it's made of Adazah Mizuyah Teichen. So the Mele, since it's Mizuyah Teichen, so it couldn't be given on the basis of Shtakim, because it's Mizuyah Teichen. Like Ishtar Atone, that has a Nechsim Ekrevin and a Nechsim Ekrevin. So it's possible. Why? Because it's possible as Ishtar Kini. So here too, in this case, here the Gemara says, let's recall it, because here it is Mizuyah Pekhe. Masha'imke, if it had no Nechsim Ekrevin, just in Mizuyah Israel, then, according to Rashi's Pshat, it would be given from the Chosim Shibodim. Only here, the Shtar Pasoyeh, because it had the Nechsim Egoyim, so it's worse. So it's Mizuyah Pitechet. Masha'inke, if it is... So it couldn't be given from the Chosim Shibodim. On the base, it couldn't be given from the Chosim Shibodim, and either score. On the score of Shtar Kinyan, it couldn't be given. Because it's Mizuyah Pitechet. So just the Ishtar Matonin that has a Nechsim Ekrevin and the Yimsire Cherim Cheki is possible. So here too, if we assume that in order to collect from the Chosim Shibodim, it has to be Ishtar Kinyan. And if we say that in order to collect from the Chosim Shibodim, so it doesn't have to be Ishtar Kinyan, and it has to be Ishtar Aye, but how can it be Ishtar Aye if the Nechsim Agoy? So the Mele, wenn wir nicht dabei, wir werden nicht sehen haben. Was ich nicht in die Bitte nur hier sehen, ich sehe, wenn er da ein, er kommt zu Rasches Pschat, da für die Dauer und alle, wo er pleit, that applies the obvious memory to a case where the Shtar Pasoyeh has in the Chesim Egoyim in Sire Yisroel, so then he would be able to be able to be. This is what I said. But Teisves says not like that. We can rush in a kuntres lechiyach lekamon lekoven mishab detele v'yichzimim. So, which Rosh Hashanah Kuntres does Teisves mean? He obviously has reference to Rosh Hashanah Kuntres Daf Yud Aleph. So where does Rashi imply that with a Yemisire and no Yemisire he couldn't be given from Chosim Shibodim? Because when the Gemara said, lest we call it, so the Gemara says, Divishin Chizkin Yisroel Disadi. Divishin Chizkin Yisroel. So I was dying at the time from the first expression, so only here you cannot begin from Chosim Shibodim, because the Chesim Agoyim. But you see, the Teisves was dying the other expression, so that means only the Chesim produce a call, but the Nimisira don't produce a call. So Teisves assumed that this expression in Rashi implies that even without the Nechsim Egoyim, not only here because the Nechsim Egoyim, so it's worse, even without the Nechsim altogether, if it just has a Nechsim Egoyim, there is no call, because the Nechsim Egoyim produces a call. So mainly it doesn't make a difference whether it's a Nechsim Egoyim in the Nechsim Egoyim or no Nechsim Egoyim in the Nechsim Egoyim. In either case, it cannot be given from the Nechsim Egoyim. I'm sorry, it cannot be given from Chosim Shibodim. It can be from Shmoni. So in other words, so that was a mistake when I said that from Rashi's Pshat, Daf Yud Aleph, it's mashma that Rashi Tafidamet agrees with the second Roshan in that Gimlon Beis. In other words, according to Rashi, so only in the case of Shtab HaSoye, because they are in the Sinagoyim, so it's worse. But if they are no in the Sinagoyim, just in the Sinagoyim, no. You see, the Tetzves is Midayik from Rashi's Roshan, that it says, the Sade de Chsime Ashtoim, Mark will call it. So Tetzves is Midayik, that this Roshan implies that only the Dechsime produce the call, and the Danoi Dechsime. At all, so then it cannot be given Chazon Shmoy. Now the question arises, since according to Rashi, so Edi Misire, so cannot be given with Edi Misire, you cannot give Chazon Shmoy. So why is it that the more is the Kashi? Yochem Mishabin Ameh. So we have to say that when Tetzve says, Vihodi Porich, Stomed Ashaz Bepirchen, Kavishtar Basoye Di Masra Ba Pesadim Yisroel, Yochem Mishabin Ameh Ligve, Lui Kosher Mipsak Rav Nechanane. So in other words, and what's the Pesak Rav Nechanane? Like Rashi's first lotion. So the Mele, Tetzve is, mentions that Kashe according to Kashe's first question too. Kashe's first question is that only get with the Yisrael can give it the Ksuga from Chazon Shmoy. But the Shtar Al Goyim with the Yisrael cannot be given. That's Kashe's first question. That's like the Psak of Rabbi Hananeh. So why does Gemara ask Yochem Mishabu Name? But here, the Yechzim Al Goyim and the Yisrael Al Yisrael. So how could the Gemara have Isalpidaito? That they should be able to be gained away from Chosim Shibonim. So what does Tetzve say? The Maimre Bechsime Al Yisadim Kichomim Et Yedis Kinipirish Bekuntres Unishim Hoches Al Gedaito Di Govem Mishabde Kibim Di Masre Beapesadi Yisroel Chshive Hanach Et Yedis Kiachoyz Chshive Hanach Et Yedis Kiachoyz. So in other words, so Tetzve says that on the contrary, even the Hagamin of the Gemara, the Makshinu, even the Makshinu, that if they are knowing the Chesime altogether, just in the Misire, then the Makshinu also knew they could not be given from Chosim Shemoyim. If they are knowing, because only a Chesime producing call. In other words, in other words, that in order to be able to behave from Chosim Shibodim, then there must be a certain intrinsic raya, not an extrinsic raya. If it just says any misira, so the whole raya is extrinsic, it's not intrinsic. So in order to behave from Chosim Shibodim, the raya must be inherent in the shtar. But, so why did the Gemara ask, so Tetzve says the Kashi, why did the Gemara ask, the Makshin ask, Yochem Mishabdin Ameh? How could the Gemara have such a Salgadaito? The Yechzim are going, and the Misire are Yisraelim. But in order to begin a Chosim Shibodim, there must be a call. And in order to have a call, there must be a certain raya inherent in the Shtar, not extraneous in the Shtar. So Tesis explains that on the basis, now there is a special halacha. That Shtar Nase Bachoyis is given a Chosim Shibodim. Now, by the way, on that point, there is also Machoyis Hashem. He's talking to Gersoyis in Gemara Daf Yutes as to whether a shtar that is executed by courts, so it's kosher. So can it be given only from the Chosim Nechayrin, or it can be given from the Chosim Shibodim as well? So it's talking to Gersoyis Daf Yutes in Gemara. But Tetzve Shita and Rashi Shita is that the shtar Nase Bachoyis can be given from the Chosim Shibodim. So in other words, Tetzve Shita is that it's a special takonim. Midrashi it couldn't be given. It couldn't be given even from the Chosim Nechayrin, even though Achoyi is not lie, but we need Eves. So it's a special takone. So since there is a special takone Chachomi, vis-a-vis Shtar Anasim Chachoyi, that it can be given even from the Chosim Shibodim, that means that with Rabbonon, a Shtar that is signed by courts, by officers of the court, so it has a din of Shtaraya, with Rabbonon. Because Achoyi is with Maranapshe, so that's the takone Chachomi, that the shtar that is signed by officers of the court going with Rabbonon has a din of shtaray with Rabbonon. So the melee, the machshir assumed, what's the difference between the shtar that is signed by officers of the court or mishtabet isayim by goyim later, not officer of the court. What's the difference? The difference consists in that an officer of the court wouldn't lie. Achoy is a lie option. But an ordinary Gentile layman can lie. So that's the only difference. But suppose you'll have a goyim layman that we know is not lying, so then the machshir assumed he should have the same status as Achoy. So the Melech, the machshir felt that where a shtar was signed by goyim, but it was nimsa b'nei nimsir Yisrael. So on account of the nimsir Yisrael, we know that these goyim are not lying. Are not lying. So the Melech, he should be considered as Achoyes. Now there is a special takoneh that the shtar that is nasa b'achoyes, so with the rabbonon it's considered as the shtarai, even though it goes poslayes. But achoyes is different, it's a special takoneh. So, at yetes, where we know that the anaf mishakir is like achoyes. So that was the premise by the makshe. So then the Gemara says, Lesli kole, in other words, that Takonis Chachomim only implies that Achoyis validate the Shtar into Ishtarai. Achoyis. Because Achoyis generally, I mean, every Achoyis is not Mishakir. So the Chachomim are Mishakir. Masha'im king, a layman, a good layman. So we don't have a mutter in regard to every layman that is not Mishakir. But in this particular layman, we know he's not Mishakir because of the Messiah Yisrael. But that according doesn't apply. So Mele, this shtar, Parsoye, that was signed by Goyim and Yetes, is considered like a shtar that has no Eidech Sime. And that's why he's not there from Chosim Shibodi, because let's look. So it was a mistake when I said that Rashi, Daf Yudalev, Rashi's Pshat Daf Yudalev, accords with the Shite, with the Shite of Rashi, in the second Rosh, Daf Gimel. No, you see the taste says on the counter. And Rashi is didaiket from the expression, I mean taste is didaiket that from Rashi's expression, Dichsade Dichsime Ashtori. וחילי בוי רבי, וחילי בוי רבי, כשהוא נשמע מדראי, שם דבון בוי, הוא פוסו בני ארד, יס.
No, I didn't say that Machlekes
Rashi means it. Did I say Rashi Machlekes? There is a Machlekes between Tasteless and Tasteless Rid. Tasteless in Gittin Daf Yud. Tasteless in Gittin Daf Yud. That Achoyes don't lie, so why shouldn't it be Koshav and Raisa? It's only Levure. It's only Levure. You couldn't say that a Biro is a Biro Midrabono, I mean, not Midraisa. Biro is a Biro, I mean, it's not have to say Biro Midraisa, Biro Midrabono. Biro means it's established. So why does Teisve say that Achoyes Chachamim? The answer is because there is a Kosovo about Bishnai Biro Midrabono. So even though the Yibu Sadon is Shakhtar, but there is still a Kosovo, that Bezdin cannot act on the basis of whom the name of Yehochas. Bezdin can only act on the basis of Agonization. So true. Achoyes don't lie. It's a strong eye. There is no doubt. But since there's a Kosovo of Alpishnai Meyokundovo, Goyim are not reading. So Meshav Agony certainly don't lie. But still, the apostle is that claiming. So Achoyes couldn't be better than Meshav Agony. But from this, it's much now. this is read the Achidom at base. So it says, Bishlim in the first line, the first big line of Tesis 3. Bishlim in the Mechayat, the Yoyim Zunik Kamayi Konech, the Olerai Malmo. The Yoyim Zunik Kamayi, the Olerai Rapshayi, the Kasu Nishno. El Maton, the Mayim Kilei, the Ayah Hare, the Ayah Shnore, the Ayah Shnore, the Kasu Kalmo. Pirish the Maton, the Kuchik, the Yoyim Nikno. Vein Shom Kinyin, the Bikwa Shtakenis. Kintan Chosh Yishla Chayis, the Kintan Shtam Chazok, the Ayah Shnore, the Kasu Kalmo. Shom Yikrishim Kori Shtar, Shom Yikris Bei Karke, El Yoyim Kayemes. Bin sich hobi mir kum wir hab gar nicht kein und waren auf schaie mit kom ok mir ins latte und nei di man nino lo wie nei di man nino lo bin mir se du po sha sado mi schache und hin mi schnee mei di dam je aber mit aber schaki mit to mit to so sha bi schnee mei mi kona ka ka di sta in so mei di oi so mi so kom mir no klo is it tastes emphasizes that that even by story lecher so it's only the abonon that it's bad. But he says, no, it's not valid by Shnoi Kinyan. Masha'im came by Shnoi Mecha, but it's only L'Raye, so it's like, he does Baldin. Now he does Baldin, he's certainly valid with L'Raye, so not that was Chachomi. So since he weights it with he does Baldin, so we see that Tesis Rid is Chelika Tesis. And according to Tesis Rid, Achoyes is Shtam Chile, Achoyes is Koshem Graiz. But you ask, how can the question of Raise? Can you say that with Raise, an officer of a court, a boy, is kosher? It is. It's ridiculous. But it means, Enoch and Ame, he's not kosher with the Rasevis. But the other people also, there is Rob, there is Chazoke. There is Rob, there is Chazoke. So the Mela Acholis is like Rob, like Chazoke. Rob, so we don't, is not a strong enough people to be made in Ame. But this is stronger than Rob. Because Achoyes never lie, Achoyes. We marry Nafshai. So in other words, so then you ask, how about Mishavaram? Mishavaram is certainly strong. The one couldn't conceive is stronger in Choche than a testimony by Mishavaram. The answer is that his people say in Chanam. When the Gemara says, Mishavaram, Apostle Eides, so it means the Apostle Eides, if they will sign Ishtamatone, if Mishavaram will sign Ishtamatone, so there it's possible. But if Meshav Aaron will testify, let's say, in the Kinyan, since we live with Adam Meshachre, so of course, so best connect on it. Not on the basis of Eides, but on the basis of the Bilo. And according to Tesis, so Meshav Aaron, with the Raisi Apostle, not only with the Raisi Eides, even with the Raisi Kohenat, because there is no such thing as the Kohen. Al Pishnai, maybe not know. So, you ask, how about Chazok and Torah B'Sirz Manei? The answer is, Chazok and Torah B'Sirz Manei doesn't mean that if, let's say, Ruben, let's say, lent Shimon $1,000 for a year, and then he claims it before the year is over. So we say, Chazok and Torah B'Sirz Manei, so Shimon is not Nemun to say Pawa. So it doesn't mean that Bezdin is mitzimomim solely on the basis of the Chazok itself. When do we say, take according to Tesis, so when do we say Chazok in Otoyev says money if, let's say, Ruvein lent Shimon $1,000, and then for years, time, and then after half a year, so Ruvein demands payment. So Shimon says, I paid $1,000 a week after you left. And Ruvein says, no, you didn't pay me. So then the halacha is that he can be meitzi. That Ruvein can be meitzi from Shimon. Why? Because there is a time as Baldov. He is saying that he didn't pay. But suppose Ruvein himself would say any day, I was sick and I really don't remember. But since you had a year's time, so I don't think that you paid it out. And Jimmy said, all right, I had a year's time, but I had money a week after I bought, so I decided I'll pay you. And Ruben is aiming in the end. So then Ruben wouldn't be able to be made. In other words, because there is a law about Pishnai, you cannot be made to mommy on the basis of women. All the wilderness, when we get, so I mentioned it several times in the Shiur. So it's only because by moment, besides the Aloche of Edes, there is Aloche of Nemones of Baldor. So the melee, that doesn't mean that the Baldor is never and every time it is staying. Sometimes one Baldor is staying one way, and the other Baldor is staying the other way. So on the contrary, we say, I meet some Chavir all over Ayah. But there are certain problems. In other words, if there is a Mige, if there is a Mige, or the Chazok and Prayer says money, so the melee, so the melee, they need the Baldobo who is staying is never on his time. But where there is no time is Baldobo, ain't no Haname. So you cannot be made Zimome on the basis of Chazoke, Chazoke Prisma's money or other people. So the melee, Achoyes, is like Yehoche. But it's exactly a concept of Naime Baldobo. But this is which it appears to be, that if there is a real Yehoche, so then you can be made Zimome on the basis of Yehoche. But an idechot is not a yechoche idechot. But where, let's say, you have Misha Ba'arim, where you have yechoche, so it's not worse than a mige. So you certainly can best be connected. All right, now. V'chiv boi reb meyach, se nishmo mit reis, av rabon boi, uposo mit yehebet, di b'yenachei, lo misuk me mas nizkavosei, ki b'rash lo yiyo, I mean, this was the Habba minute. The maskon of the Gemara is that Rav Meir doesn't require k'sivu lishmo yivin rabon. But the Habba, when the Gemara said, v'chil yivboi Rav Meir k'sivu lishmo yivin reis, am rabon yivboi, upas v'eved v'nachem v'sivu maskin kabo yisim, rashi yivin, v'imtei, u'ma yishlimu, v'imchu beh, tom amdu l'kisim l'chad chile, avon v'eved kosher, afilu yivin rabonon, v'im reis yivin chad chile l'eved. So, this says the kasha against this Habba, that please have been v'imchu beh, also it's a mishnu pareshes, that lechatchile you're not allowed to buy the but they have it's kosher with the rabbon. And here the Gemara wants to say this Abin Shmo that even the Eved is kosher with the rabbon. So we should remember the hash to make a room as this in Chuba Kerbeza and Chos Matir of Koyim. According to whom do we have a mission for Eshes that lechatchile it's also to wine in Chuba, but the Eved is kosher. According to Mishlokis, Pshat in the Mishnah. But according to Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel, so this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer. So the Meir, he can say that according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, so the Meir mid Rabbono, Ksive is possible in the Eved. According to this Avon. Because we're not so kosher, lechatchile, Name kosholach, die viele Kollegen, die bei Käse in der Kirche haben, dann nach und nach, die Oche, die wir uns geschicken, leu ich haschien noch. Er hat geschicken, leu ich haschien noch. So, wenn man das meint, dass die in der Kirche in der Kirche lacht in der Kirche, because we passed in der Kirche, leu ich haschien noch. And you see, I mean, that in many, that in all the forms of the Ksuvahs, in all the forms of the Ksuvahs, I couldn't say in all, because I didn't see all the forms of the Ksuvahs, but in the forms of Iksuves that I saw, so of course, so in the form of Iksuve, so there is blank space. In order that this is the blank space where you have to put in the name of the Chosin, the name of the Kaur and so on, and his man, but you'll see that in the forms of Iksuves, you also have left in blank a small space to put in the term Konin. And there are some who are makpid. I mean, not to fill in the term konino, not to until after the Kabbalah scheme. Why? Because it smells like a shikr. But it's mentioned in the Feresh that it's all right to fill out the konino even before the Kabbalah scheme. But how can you write konino when the Kabbalah scheme did not take place yet? So that's this basis. The Chatchil Namiko Shalachti. How is it possible, according to the mayor, to pick up a get from the Asher? Everything is filled out. The name of the husband, the name of the wife, everybody. Everything is filled out. And just have it signed by Eidim, Lishmo. Have it signed Lishmo. But it's Merzik Shikre. So Tisha says, the Merzik Shikre Lichashinon is the Chatchil Namiko Shalachti. So, Muchach Miramach and the Hoche, the Merzik Shikre Lichashinon. ואית נען, בפרק לגה, הכסף תפסיקית לי, צורש יניח לכן לא איש, לא איש, וקום הגמור המשלטון. In other words, Rameya. The Gemara applies the Mishnah according to Rameya and according to Rav Lezer. So, in one version, the Gemara applies the Mishnah according to Rameya. So, according to Rameya, so only the Chassidim has to be Lishmo, and the Chassidim does not have to be Lishmo at all, not even the Chachile. So, Mimele, according to Rameya, it should be Muta Lechachile. It should be Muta Lechachile to fill out the form of a get. A Sefer should be allowed Lechachile, let's say, to make out a get for every resident of his town. According to Rameya, it should be allowed. Still, there is a Loche Akisitiv Segitin. So, and he wants to have it ready, so he's allowed to fill out the unimportant material. But the important material, the Teref, he has to leave blank. What does he have to leave blank? Shibuyisho, Shibamoki, Hazman, and Ariya Mutazakhoda. That's the important material. The other expressions in the get are not important, because it can be get kosher without. But of course, there are many more expressions besides these fundamental things of Ariya Mutazakhoda, Hazman, Kibuyisho, Moki. So he should be allowed to fill a contrameya, he should be allowed to fill out everything, even Ariat Mutarat Kolodom, because Ksiva does not have to be Lishmo. But the Mishnah says, Akesif Tevsegitin, so Shiyamiach became Lishmo Lishmo. Why? So the Gemara says that this is true even a contrameya. And why a contrameya isn't the Sefer allowed to fill in before the Baal comes? A name of a certain Baal, in case the Baal wouldn't show up. So we'll be able to use it because of Torah. Because suppose a Sefer would be allowed to fill in the name of a Baal. So then maybe a Sefer would be induced to make out, to fill out a get for every resident of the town. And then the wife of that husband for whom the Sefer filled out the get already and left the town sign, so she might come to the Sefer's house. And then on the table, she'll see a get all filled out, her name, her husband's name. So she'll draw the conclusion that the husband told the Sefer to write out this get. And then she'll come back home and she'll give it to him. And then it might result in a divorce. So in order to preclude that contingency, the Chachamim were misake that a Sefer, when he wants to make it easier for himself and fill out gitin, so he can only fill out the unimportant material. But the Shemoyisho, Hayat Mitarazal Chodom, Zman, Mokim, he should leave him blank. So, only because of Toto. But if not for the time of Toto, it would be the proper thing, Lechatchile, for his Sefer to do it. So that means that even Lechatchile, there is no requirement of writing the Xilis Agedisho. Oyim Shizakon Zagunis. Now, another time, as to why, even according to Rameya, you're not allowed. The Sefer is not allowed to fill out the Tere, because if the Sefer would be allowed to fill out the Tere, so many times the husband would become angry at his wife. So if it would take a considerable interval between the writing of the get and the execution of the get, in other words, the delivery of the get, so within that time he'll cool off and will reconcile with his wife. But if the Sefer would be allowed to fill out a get for every resident of the town. So let's say, a woman will have a fight with the husband, and the husband will say in the heat of temper, so he'll go to the Sefer, he'll go to the Sefer and will say, I want to divorce my wife right now, do you have a get ready? So the Sefer said, the get is all ready, it's waiting for you. Then he'll immediately divorce his wife. So then she'll remain an agune. What kind of an agune will she remain? It's not the usual agune. Usually when the Gemara speaks of agune, it means an agune who is not allowed to get married. But here, when the Gemara speaks of agune, it means a grusha. But she'll have a difficult time finding a shida. So maybe she'll also be like an agune. So in order to prevent that Jewish women should remain agunes without a shida, so the Chachomim are misakim, that a Sefer should not be allowed to fill out the whole get. So that means if a husband becomes angry at his wife, it will take him a considerable time until he's able to deliver the get to the Isha. So in the meantime, it will go off. So it will not be lost. So mashma, we must be asked to Mishai. At the time, Mishai had three. So we see that he had three. The man before Shnabe also, Mishai Tachton Sefer, Rav Lezari. So then one Madoma says that this Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezer. Now, according to Rav Lezer, so of course, with the Raisa, the Teref has to be written Mishmo. But the Teifes does not have to be written Mishmo with Raisa. But with Rabbonon, it should be written Mishmo, the Teifes too, because of Zera Teifes or to Teref. But in order to help the Sefer get some Shimush, so the Mele, the Chachonim, allowed the Sefer to write out the Teifes of Mishmo. Actually, it should be also the Rabbonon. But in order to enable the Sefer to get Shimush, so the Chachonim allowed him to fill out the Teifes, the unimportant material, Shalom Mishmo. Mashmo, the Rabbeer, and so on, and Yachlum. So according to that Amere, this Mishnah according to Rav Lezer, Mashiach came according to Rav Meir, the Sefer can even fill out the Teilev. So it's a Gemara Mefarashes that even Chatchila doesn't have to write it. V'hod l'goma hoche chosmei chesmei b'neisnivo Amen. And what's the expression that it's used? Afil motzei b'ashpo v'chosmei. So there is a verb preceding. There is a verb as a prefix before chosmei. Why doesn't it? Since lechatchil it's kosher, so Rav Nachman should say, Rimei oi Rameya, afil motzi ba'ashpo, afil ma'atzi ba'ashpo, chesmei, not vechosmei. Chosmei has the connotation of the Eved. If you already signed it, so it will involve a hardship for him to write another get. But if he didn't sign it yet, so it's not a proper thing. But Jesus says that even if he didn't sign it, it's all right for Chatchila to do it to sign it. So then the Gemara of Rameya should say, "Avlo motzi ba'ashpo chais mei b'nesnivo." Why does he say "veichos mei b'nesnivo"? So he says because if Rameya Nachman had used the expression "chais mei b'nesnivo," then somebody could think, of course, it wouldn't be reasonable, it wouldn't make sense. But on the basis of the literal meaning of the expression "chais mei b'nesnivo," he would say that it's obligatory upon the bar. If he finds a get in the ashpo, then it's obligatory upon him that he must use this get in ashpo and have him sign it, that he couldn't write a new get for his wife. And of course, that's not so. So mainly, he didn't use that expression. Maybe I'm talking about Marshall Sackler, but he'll tell you, oh, my snake. The boy of Rameya had Chilek Sile Vitoru, so I'm making a sister in Chubek Rameya, we shall really show Shor after Chile, ואם רב נתן, וגם לשמור לחשים על מי סיגת לאים של כוס לשמור, שיחדו עם המים שלו לשמור, וכי מניעה לצורך לשמור לא עושה מיטה. אבו בן חובר, אי כוס לבן חובר, אז אם הוא משתור לפגט, ואם נזכור עם ניסליש וחס. Now that is as we learn, הומן הרב יהודה, אחר כך משפרד בייסטון לקמה את הרבי למצליר, בפניח לפני נחתם. So, בהור סוף הלו, and then רב יהודה ישחיל כאן לקמה, so that's משמע, that the Tanakame of Rav Yudeh is not Rav Yudeh, so Stasis says, the horse of Rav Yudeh. Because when Gemara says, Haman Rav Yudeh, he doesn't mean that Rav Yudeh himself said it. It means the Tanya of this Mishneh agrees with this member of Rav Yudeh, but it doesn't mean that Rav Yudeh said it. Now on Sunday, so I mean the next Gemara, I would like to cover the Gemara. And if you'll be prepared, so they would cover the Gemara. It's not easy Gemara, it's complicated, but it is complicated in a different sense. I mean, it's complicated in the sense of pshat. I mean, the havamin and maskone. I mean, it's not complicated in the inyoni, in the din, just in the shakuritari. So it's complicated. So I would like. I mean, I'm not saying I'll be able to do it, but I would like on Sunday to cover up to that hayomid base itma with the kamanistic.